Module 3, The Basics, Part 2. A performance management system is only as good as its evaluation process. It is not enough to implement an effective program that covers all the basics, but you must be able to measure its success via assessments and performance reviews. This will, in turn, allow you to see where modifications need to take place. Example, in the performance management system itself, performance of the company as a whole, or specific employee performance. Three-phase process. Kurt Lewin, also known as the founder of social psychology, introduced a three-phase theory of change that goes hand-in-hand with performance management. The process includes the following. Phase 1, unfreezing. This phase is extremely important as you aim to understand change and how it takes place. This phase is crucial because it includes coming to the realization that change needs to happen. It also requires one to leave that which has been comfortable in order to make this change possible. In order for someone to decide whether or not they are willing to change, they must weigh the advantages and disadvantages of this being done. This concept is what force field analysis is based on. Force field analysis considers the different factors that work for and against the change that one must understand in order to make a decision. Phase 2, change. In Lewin's model, he pointed out that change is not a one-time event that takes place, but rather the inner transition that takes place as a response to the outward changes that are taking place. Due to the uncertainties of what will happen next, this phase is considered one of the more difficult ones to achieve. And because of this, it is important for employees to have access to training and coaching to help ease the transition. Phase 3. Freezing. Also known as refreezing, this phase is the establishment of new norms and gaining stability after the institution of change. This phase can sometimes be misleading. It seems to be a long-term state, when in fact it is one that can change to unfreezing within a matter of days. So although this stage cannot be viewed as the last, having the ability to successfully make it to this point is a great accomplishment. This could allude to the fact that it is becoming easier for someone to adjust to change, which is crucial because it happens regularly. Assessments. There are a variety of assessments that can be utilized to determine skill, knowledge, and ability. These assessments can be administered when the individual is a prospective employee or an actual employee. Types of assessments. Pre-screening. A pre-screening assessment can be used to find out information on a prospective employee's skills and knowledge before committing to hire them, and this can save the employer costly mistakes down the road. 360-degree review. As its name implies, this type of assessment takes a comprehensive look at an employee with regard to their work performance. This information can be attained by involving a diverse pool of individuals with varying levels of interaction with the employee. Example, supervisor, peers, clients, etc. Knowledge. This type of assessment generally takes on a questionnaire format. It allows the employer to ask specific questions on topics relating to the business, usually in the form of multiple choice questions. Performance reviews. According to Entrepreneur.com, a performance review is defined as an analysis of an employee's work habits undertaken at a fixed point in time to determine the degree to which stated objectives and expectations have been reached. While each company has its own idea of what a performance review should include, here are steps that should be taken with regard to all performance reviews. Preparation. Both the employer and employee must be adequately groomed for the review. This may involve reviewing any notes, engaging in a one-on-one discussion with the employee beforehand, or simply making the employee aware of the review in advance. Prioritize the meeting. To show the employee that this review is a top priority, there should be a formal agenda that is adhered to. There should also be as few interruptions as possible. Encourage positivity. When speaking to the employee, invoke positive responses by communicating in a positive manner. Clarity. Be sure the purpose of the meeting is clear from the beginning. Expectations. Review the job description, why it is needed, and the standards of performance. Explain employee's performance. Discuss the employee's actual performance, whether it fell below, met, or exceeded expectations. Give specific examples. Employee feedback. Allow the employee to express their concerns or suggestions. Goal setting. Discuss goals for areas that require improvement. If there are no areas for improvement, create goals to enhance the knowledge and skills of the employee for personal development as well as bettering the department or company as a whole. Follow-up. Determine the appropriate method and/or time for follow-up. Closing. The meeting should end positively. Review the contributions the employee is making to the company. Inform employee that you are willing to help in any way necessary. Case study. XYZ Paper Company commenced operation with 10 employees in January 2009. At its first year mark, CEO Jane Davis decided it was necessary to evaluate the performance of the employees to ensure everyone is on target for reaching company goals for the fiscal year. After careful consideration, Jane realized that unless change in employee performance was implemented, the company would fall 20% below its projected sales level. Jane employed an incentive program in which employees received a percentage of every sale made. After the incentive program was in place for a year, Jane executed assessments and performance reviews for each employee. They revealed that the company was on track to not only make up the 20% pitfall from the previous year, but also secure a 10% increase in sales.